your wicked Uncle Ernie. I'm glad you won't see or hear me as I
fiddle about the Who, Coach Q's favorite band. Coach Q's show is sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. You know Hooters, it's a way of life. And as Coach Q joins us now, Coach, we missed a huge holiday yesterday. I mean, you know, for good reason, we were watching you guys. But yesterday was National Oreo Day.
Did not know that.
Oh, it's a huge deal. Is that your favorite cookie? What kind of cookie does a Coach Q like?
I used to like cookies. I try to stay away now.
Right, but when you have a cookie, when you let down the cue guard.
I like a nice warm chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, there you go. Can't beat that, man. Can't beat that. They don't have those at Hooters, do they? I don't think they do. I'm going to ask. Coach Q Show, again, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. Here's the key to yesterday, Crawford in the power play.
And great start. Kind of comparable the other day at Joe Louis, where we started well and got the lead. And then the second period, we kind of played too much in our own end and didn't have the puck enough. And then Corey was great in the second period again. And then our power play scored a couple of goals just like the other night. So it was very, you know, very much the same script as the other game. And we're happy to win and happy to play with the lead throughout. And our power play continues to really be a big part of our team. And Corey's been reliable all year long.
And great job defending it too, huh?
Yeah, always good to win, and always good to win at home. The crowd was very into it last night. When we do play Detroit and we get together, it's a whole different animal because we only play them once each in each other's building as opposed to three or four times from the past. So it's a, these games are fun to be a part of again, and we rekindle that rivalry instantly there when we get together.
Dave Ennett, say good morning to Coach.
Morning, Coach Q. Question about the power play. What there has to have been something that's going on now with the power play that maybe hasn't been there. Is there anything you can kind of put your finger on?
Oreos.
Aside from Oreos?
Oreos? I don't know, but good morning. We feel that the one thing about the power play that's been different this year is we got two units. Both were comfortable with starting and both playing. We get like 1 or 1A and 1B. And they've been both equally productive. I think our entries have been great. We got a shot first mentality. We have a net front presence on both units. Kaner's group, there was a stretch that we're starting Kaner on, no matter who was on the power play. And, Laddie came into the lineup and he's been effective as well, being a net front presence along with Shazi and Isamov. So we've had some real good net presence, our entries, retrievals, possession, movement. And I think it helps for a 5-on-5 game because the guys that are scoring there, they're comfortable with their games.
Nick DiGilio is here. It's a special treat for you, Coach. He's normally not awake at this hour. Nick, you got a question for the coach?
I do. Good morning, Coach Q. My question is this. Was there ever a moment in your head when you were going to challenge the goal as being onsides or offsides?
When I watched it live, it looked like, man, that's so close, so close. And then everybody on the bench said it's close, and then we're reviewing it inside there with Matt, and he's looking at it. And one thing is, it's a little subjective when it's goalie interference, but when it's offside, it's either offside or it's not. And so we figured if it's not offside and if it's that close, it's that close. There's no way you could magnify it. We didn't have any angle where you could magnify the view. But nothing that led us to say we could see any white, below the puck. So it was a one of those that looked like it's like a 95% or 96.7% outside the blue, but it's not.
That was as close as you can get, man.
As close as you can get without... But there's a lot of those going to goal lines too. That it looks like, geez, it has to be in. But the other ones, there's a little, we'll put the referees in tune when it's interference, when you think it's interference. But we should know clearly if it's offside or not.
I don't remember
trickier is when you got your foot off the ice. That it's in the air, and I think that's what we're going to get to. Between this year and I don't know if it's going to start for the playoffs, But between years, I think they're going to have that where you got more clear about the feet being off the ice on replays.
It is, I think, if it's not the most difficult game to call in at full speed, I don't know that there's another one. I don't know what other game would be as difficult. So I give these guys a lot of credit. But has your perspective on the talent of referees and linesmen change from coach to player?
I'm going to say there's definitely different levels of referees as far as, you know, you get your top players, you got your top referees.
Yeah, makes sense.
And same thing with linesmen as well. And I think there's some guys are more experienced, some guys are younger guys. Doesn't mean the younger guys are inferior. I think that there's some work to do as far as, you know, that consistency that we look for in players. So it's kind of a comparable a development chart that players and referees and linesmen all have to go through. And you kind of got to earn your stripes, but no pun intended. And I think it's this is a rule that really has changed the game or the way we look at the games, because we're all constantly saying, as soon as a puck enters the zone, say, look at that. We never did that in the past. Let's say we're trying to change a little bit of your tune of what you're thinking when you're watching a game.
Right.
Let's look ahead a little bit. 15 games to go. You're dead even with Dallas in terms of games played. Nobody's got a game in hand there. You each have 87 points. St. Louis is 2 points back. Now you're going to see both of those teams on the road. St. Louis
this week.
St. Louis Wednesday, Dallas Friday. Is this going to come down, do you think, Joel, to the last two, three games, the last game of the season?
I would say there's got to be something sorted out between the three teams right to the very end. Nashville is in the hunt too. Don't discount them. So we'll see, but I expect something to be determined in the last game or two between the three teams you mentioned. It'll be a fun trip going into St. Louis and Dallas with the mums coming on our trip and two big games, and I would expect them to be excited as well as the group.
With the moms coming on the road, does that help or does that add a little more tension? Because I assume if the mom's yelling at the player, you're probably listening as well.
Yeah, just like when they're playing the squirt and peewee, and but I think all the moms, it's a nice perk for both the player and the moms. Sure. That they do get to come every other year, and the dads come every other year, and it's I think it's always fun to see the interaction between the two, and then when all the mums get together in the box and they get excited, and hopefully, you know, it's getting competitive winning records when the dads and the mums compare their records at the end of the trip. So the mums had a 2-0 trip, or the dads had a 2-0 trip, and the mums were 1-0-1 in their last trip. So
look at that.
That's right.
We'll make sure that the mums will try to get even with the dads. I think they were 2-0 last year.
How about that? You just don't want any of the moms, and I'm not saying she'd do this, but say Mrs. Tara Vining going, Coach, can I talk to you about the playing time for my boy?
Yeah. That's one thing you don't have to worry about as a coach at our level.
Hey, did you notice Lady Gaga was at the game yesterday?
Yeah, I saw her Friday night, too. She was at one of the events that we had with the Blackhawks charities. So it was I saw her up on the screen. And now I'm watching her. I'm just watching the game last night, and they showed her up in the box as well.
I was told you met Lupe Fiasco as well.
Met the whole crew. The crew was there.
Did you know who Lupe Fiasco was?
I know what he looks like, but the name, I don't know. I like the name, though. I like the name.
Lupe Fiasco would be a great defenseman.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the best.
He might be a good centerman, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You probably saw something in him I haven't seen. Anyway, give yourself a warm chocolate chip cookie for the nice win yesterday. I'd say you earned it, and we look forward to talking to you. We may need to nag you later this week, because I think we have a little announcement coming up later this week that involves you. It's nothing illegal, and it's always a pleasure having you on the show. You know how much we enjoy it.
All right. Nags, and then we're talking horses. All right. All right.
Wow. To catch it. All right, whatever. Call me. Yeah. All right, see you, man. Take it easy. That's Coach Q.
He's the best. All right.
Think the officials hate it when the mums are on the trip. They get on the officials.
I'll bet. Yeah, I'll bet. Sure, why not, right? Traffic from Mary, and then I have something else I need to tell you about. Because, you know, we're on the air and the mic's around. Mary, what do you have?